Women have been called the largest untapped reservoir of talent in the world. When women come together, the ability to affect change in communities is incredible, powerful, and impactful. Join us this next few minutes to hear how Habitat for Humanity Tucson has tapped into the powerful reservoir through Women Build. Hello, everyone. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and we are going to get down to earth talking about Women Build, the untapped reservoir. Women Build brings community members together from all walks of life to build stronger, safer, and more equitable housing. I'm very excited that our two guests will be sharing with us more about why Women Build and the impetus behind this massive one-day effort. Habitat for Humanity Tucson knows that women and children make up the majority of those living in our community's neighborhoods, and they know what a difference equitable housing makes. The goal of Women Build is to empower women and fight for equitable opportunity. They believe that equality for all women, a strong sense of self and confidence, and empowering women to achieve economic independence are vitally important issues. Our thanks to them for all they do for our community and the planet, and for their support of the Mrs. Green's World Movement. So before I introduce our guests, and I'm very eager to do that, an energy-saving tip from another one of our great partners, Tucson Electric Power Company. Replace traditional incandescent light bulbs and compact fluorescent light bulbs, CFLs, with light-emitting diodes, better known as LED lights. Energy Star qualified LEDs use up to 90% less energy, people, than standard incandescent bulbs and last up to 25 times longer. So my own personal comment on that is they cost a little more, they don't use as much energy, and they last forever. Some of them in our house will probably last long before, they'll last longer than I'm going to be here, because some of them say they last 10 or 15 or 20 years, who knows. And they also generate about 90% less heat, so they're safer to operate and can reduce energy costs associated with home cooling. I can tell you for my reading light, when I changed it, and in the summer here in the Southwest, it's so hot, and they're not hot. They just don't get hot. So my question is there a downside to LED lights? I think not. For more energy-saving tips, I invite you to visit TEP.com. So now please join me in welcoming our two in-studio guests, Adriana Sitare, project manager, and Kristen Williamson, Tucson real estate agent. And Adriana, I didn't say we're property manager. I didn't have that in my notes, so do tell us.
Okay. Thank you for the introduction. And I am a property manager at Cushman & Wakefield PICOR. And I have been with them for a little over a year now. And I've been very fortunate to get in with such an amazing group who are also very large contributors to the community of Tucson.
They have such a great reputation. I mean, they really, really do.
Absolutely.
And Kristen, you can give a shout out for where you are, a Tucson real estate agent.
Yeah, so I have been with HomeSmart Advantage Group for over a year now.
Wonderful.
They're an amazing brokerage. They really have inspired me to do good when it comes to helping families purchasing a home.
It's such interesting that you both mentioned that about a corporate culture of giving. And that's, I always say, pace of the leader, pace of the team, or show me the leadership and their core values and you can see what happens with the company. So I think it's a great tribute to both of the people, of the places you work, that you said they are a corporate culture of giving. So my thanks to you for making the time to be here to talk about, this is a very important issue and events and how it impacts our community in such powerful and impactful ways. I meant that. I choose my words in the introduction very carefully because I want to kind of touch listeners' hearts to say, this is really a good thing. And it's great to have you both here to help educate me and our listeners about what we're going to be talking about. And it's rare that we get two people in, so I always love that. I love in-studio guests, and people know that. So let's start with, let me see, I'm going to do eeny, meeny, Adriana.
Okay.
Tell me about your personal connection, because people love stories. We're going to tell a couple. So what's your personal connection to this project?
I'd love to share. So my inspiration for joining Women Build is actually my mother. She taught me two very important lessons growing up. I've been volunteering in community-based organizations since I was a child. And I was raised by a single mother who was constantly involved in the community and would basically bring me around to every event and every volunteer opportunity imaginable. And seeing her help families in need when really she too was in need being a single mother was so impactful for my upbringing. And it really showed me that no matter how little or how much you have, there's always a way to give back and always help. And the second thing that she really taught me was the importance of and the value of your home. When she wasn't busy working two jobs or volunteering, she was at home repairing or building something, just trying to save money to make ends meet instead of hiring, you know, the local person around the corner. And she always would remind me that no matter what we have, we always need to take care of our home. And I would be right there with her growing up, like fixing the fence, repairing the toilet for the 20th time. And that was so important to me. And I saw that she took so much pride in taking care of our home. And so for those two reasons alone, Woman Build just naturally spoke to me, just the importance of giving back and the true value of having a home.
It's a perfect fit for you.
Yeah.
And I always love it when people talk about the values that were put in our hearts and souls and minds through our parents. And in this particular case, what a fit for you.
Yeah.
Because of all that Habitat for Humanity Tucson does. So, Kristen, what about you? What was the hook for you?
Well, you know, I know how a lot of these families feel when it comes to owning a home. Me and my husband, we purchased our first home this last summer, and we did it because we have a son that just turned 5. He'll be in kindergarten in August, and we wanted to give him something amazing. We wanted to give him a room to play in, somewhere where he can do homework when he's ready, a place for him to grow up in a safe area to have friends over as they get older. And a lot of the time, that's what these families are doing that are getting homes from Women's Build. They're wanting to give something to their children, somewhere where they know they're going to be safe, somewhere for them to grow. And for me, that is one of the greatest things about it. I've always said, you know, for me, I believe in the growth of our community. And when it comes to selling homes or being a part of something like Women's Build, for me, as long as a family is purchasing a home, that's the biggest achievement there is. And that's such a great accomplishment for these families.
It is really part of what I call the real American dream, because home ownership changes things forever. And my husband and I talk about this a lot. When we started our first business, we couldn't have done it without the equity in our home. It was an investment, and we never thought that we were going to be starting our own business. But being able to take the equity out of that to start it was really a big deal. It gives you such an advantage if you are able to own your own home. It really does. So I think it's pretty much everybody's dream. And the fact that Habitat for Humanity helps with single mothers a lot is right. Near and dear to my heart. So it obviously touched both of you.
Yes.
Because as mothers or mothers-to-be, I might add, too bad it's not on video because Adriana is a mom-to-be. It really does. It's transformative. That's the only word I can think of. You never go back. And all those things you talk about, the pride of ownership and everything, is so important when you want to achieve a level of economic freedom. It's
absolutely
really battered, and that drives everything in your life. So, Adriana, do you have a sense? I know the program, I couldn't believe this in my research. It's been going since 1991.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the history? And feel free to chime in, Kristen. This is an open conversation, but what can you tell us about the program?
So Habitat for Humanity was, they created Women Build in 1991 because they recognized a need for equitable housing amongst women. And just to give you a little more in-depth information, women in the U.S. are 35% more likely to live in poverty than men. And single mothers face the highest risk of living in poverty while also occupying 60% of the nation's lowest paid jobs. And at Habitat Tucson, women and children make up the majority of those living in these neighborhoods. 8 of 11 of our current home buyers are single moms, in fact, and they make 40 to 80% of the area median income, which is around $24,000 to $47,000 for a family of four. And so basically, that's where Women Build comes in. Through Women Build, community members and from all walks of life come and build stronger and safer, more equitable homes. And we truly seek to empower women and inspire for lasting change. And we really just fight for equality and remove barriers for opportunity.
And I don't ever get tired of talking about their concept of a hand up.
Yes.
Instead of a handout. And I have a background in social services. So you could see the poverty contributes to mobility. You have to move a lot. If you're staying in a motel room, which a lot of poor single women do, or if you're trying to get an apartment and you have to save for first and last month's rent and put down a security deposit, that's not happening. There's so many factors mm-hmm. that really tear at women because guess what, folks? They're the ones that end up with the kids and the responsibility. So to me, that's why I'm so passionate about this program. And I don't know, I am as obviously much older than all of you, but I started when I was 21, I was working on Wall Street, and somehow I got a copy of Ms. Magazine. And I was not raised by a family of feminists, even though my mom was a very strong woman. And I read about how the first article was how much more men in banks made than women in the same job. And folks, things have changed, but not enough.
Yeah, not
and
enough.
You do have a background in working in Hollywood, which I want to bring up. Mm-hmm. Even in that arena, the best actresses, typically, it yes. comes out that they're making less than men. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I want to live long enough to see gender equity in employment and in compensation. I want to see women come up to where they're making the same in whatever job it is they do.
Absolutely.
It never ceases to amaze me that it's still going on. I've been fighting this fight for over 40 years, and it's disgusting to me.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm really sure you sad. Saw a lot more than I did. So it's great that you're both here realizing that an equalizer is a home.
Yes.
For a mother, mm-hmm. she can stay in one place. The kids can go to school. They have a place to take a shower and wash their clothes and be clean and do their homework, as you said.
Absolutely.
Kristen, it's just transformative. It's the ripple effect that really ends a cycle of poverty.
Absolutely.
Forever. It really does.
It breaks the cycle, that is for sure.
So you have a bodacious, audacious, big goal for this year. I wanted to start yes. by saying it's on March 9th. Yes.
Yes.
And I want to finish by that to make sure that we know the Women's Build Day is March 9th this year, which is just rapidly upon us. Not too late to get involved. So I have several friends who serve on the Women Build Committee. What's the goal for this year and how are you doing? We're close to the date.
I know. We're almost there. So as a committee, our goal is to fund a Women Build house, as you know, and basically in the months leading up to Women Build event, which, like you said, is March 9th, our goal this year is to raise $90,000, and this amount will fully fund the construction of the home. Right now, we're currently at $42,000, so almost halfway there, and we're always trying to exceed our goal and bringing all of our collective efforts together and, you know, just like being here trying to spread the word. So that is currently our goal right now.
And it's really, for people listening, it's as easy as going on to Habitat for Humanity Tucson, hitting the button, and don't think your donation, if it's $10 or $25 or $50 or $100, there's no amount that's too small. And you're really investing in someone's future forever.
Yes, anything helps, really.
Anything helps. So don't think about it. Spread the word. You can do things like putting it on your Facebook page, or if you tweet, put it out on Twitter, but get people involved and let's make that goal. Okay. Kristen, tell us about the home buyers. It always intrigues me. What are people looking at who approve the person? I mean, for a candidate, what do you have to do? And once they're selected, do you just say, okay, here's the keys. Thank you. I hope you do well as a first-time home buyer.
So actually, Habitat Tucson partners with families who are willing to be successful homeowners. Families actually learn how to pay and maintain their homes and connect with their community. They require the families to take a home buyer education class and topics ranging from finance, and budgeting to home repair and maintenance. Additionally, Habitat provides family mentors who meet regularly with Habitat families to guide them through the home buying process. So they really want these families to succeed when it comes to purchasing the home.
They set them up for success.
Yeah, they do. And they give them a lot of education, which is an amazing, amazing thing.
And I remember talking about this when I first got involved with Habitat for Humanity, is things that we don't think about because we're blessed, let's be honest. I know my parents always had to pay the electric bill, and I know they always had to pay the water bill. So we were aware of those things. Like, I came in the waste not family, don't waste anything. I mean, my mother washed tinfoil so many times, and now I know as Mrs. Green, that was not a good plan. But my mother was so conscious of waste. And it didn't feel like a depression mentality. It felt like a respect mentality for waste.
Right.
I mean, we had, my mother was the most creative leftover maker. Food waste, not happening in the Murphy house. I can tell you that right now. So I remember a story, and it might have been on one of these podcasts, where, I went to a dedication. And I was talking with my friend who worked there at the time, Terry D. And I said, so Terry, what kind of things do you cover? And he said, well, one family had a home. They had never had to pay utility bill because typically in an apartment, that's included. And they had the air conditioning running and the doors were open and the windows were open and they got their first electric bill. And it was a zinger. So you teach people about conserving electricity, about all of those things that are new to this family that we might just take for granted and didn't have to take a class on. But I think that that's another plus for Habitat Tucson, that they really want the homeowners to succeed, and you have to give them more tools.
Yeah,
exactly.
And not only that, the families are actually involved in the process of building their own home too, which is amazing because not a lot of people can say that.
No, I certainly cannot say that. I don't think I ever hammered a nail in any of the homes I lived in, unless it was to like put up some artwork and then my husband took it down and remeasured it so it was centered. But are there actual bottom line requirements? Do you have to consider some bottom line requirements in the selection process?
So actually, yes. So the home buyer should meet three specific requirements. They must demonstrate a need, a willingness to partner with Habitat, and an ability to pay. Habitat home buyers complete 250 hours of sweat equity. Sweat equity can take many forms for the families working with Habitat. It can mean construction work on their home or on another family home, cleaning up the build site, working in the Habitat store, learning about mortgage, insurance, maintenance, safety, and more.
That's the hand up,
not
the handout.
Not the handout.
And I've been on home builds, Chapman, Tucson. We do one every year, and there are usually people there that are contributing part of their sweat equity. And the other thing that to me sets them up for success, these are integrated concepts that I love. Those people, women especially, they work hard, really hard. So to have that on top of their daily life struggles, to me, is a really great thing, especially the flexibility. You don't set them up to fail and not be able to get their hours. You set them up, they can come on weekends. There's other options for them. So I think that's another big plus that you see. It's really important. Okay, so people love stories. Oh, and a little bit more on that. You have to help them ascertain that they will have the ability to pay, right? Isn't that one of the requirements?
Yes. Okay. They have to be able to purchase and pay for the house monthly.
So there's the need, the willingness to partner, and the ability to pay. Those are not out-of-the-box requirements. They're just, again, doing everything that, you know, who thinks of property insurance? If you rent apartments, you don't.
No.
You might think of renter's insurance, but there's other responsibilities, and if they can't pay, they won't succeed. That's the bottom line. Okay. I think people love stories. I love stories. Stories make things real and personal, and they help establish connections. So no pressure here, Adriana, or either one of you, because it's the stories that will inspire our viewers to act. It makes it real for them. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a story maybe about the latest recipient or something that will... It's not hard to move me to tears, but tell me about something that is a story, a real life story of how it worked.
So I was recently at the last dedication, and let me tell you, there was not a dry eye in the house. It was so moving. Our most recent recipient was, her name was Adriana, and she was our 2018 Woman Build Home Buyer. And she's a Tucson native who grew up in Marana, and she currently works as a pharmacy technician. She completed over 300 hours of sweat equity, and she raised the walls at World Habitat Day. And I remember actually building there right next to her that day. She also worked at the Habitat store. She did a Brush with Kindness project. And what was most special to Adriana was that she was building her home with her two hands and her two boys, actually. And she partnered with Women Build, and she really built the home of her dreams. And she's basically just giving the gift of stability and shelter and self-reliance to her two sons. And the day of the dedication, I remember just, I mean, my eyes, I just could not stop tearing
up. It's so emotional to go to one.
I could just cry right now.
It really is.
It was so touching. And I remember going in the house, and I was talking to her two little boys and congratulating them. And I said, so show me your rooms. And I followed them, and they just ran to their rooms. And I said, this is your room? And they said, it's all mine. I don't have to share with anyone. It's all mine. And they just, like, twirled in their rooms, and they went in the closets, and they just, like, looked out the windows, and it, like, their eyes just lit up, and it was so amazing, and it was so moving, and it just made me feel like I am at the right place at the right time with Women Build and this fabulous group of people and our wonderful leader, T. Van Hook, and everything is just so worth it.
And T, I mean, she's not only doing, we could wax poetic on her. She's not only doing this, she's always got to do more. And
oh my gosh.
I interviewed someone from the Bangladesh program, John, and they're partnering with them. She thinks globally, acts locally, and acts globally.
Yes.
She's the Energizer Bunny.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, she is. And then there's, you know, JJ, I mean, the crew, just the crew is incredible. I see the same people at our home builds every year with Chapman. They're really dedicated. You talk about dedicated, they are. They got to know some of our names.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to this, though, to elaborate a little bit more. Is one of these stories what helps you stay emotionally connected? Because to me, charitable giving takes many forms. It doesn't have to be money. And I think that's really important that, like you said with your mom, you always have something to give, whether it's your time, whether it's mentoring for an hour a month, mm-hmm. whether it's doing one thing a month. Everybody has the ability to give back. Do you have a story that you'd like to share, Kristen, in terms of the heart connection? I mean, there's lots of charities out there, but you picked Habitat for Humanity. Well, so go a little deeper with us.
Well, I think, you know, for me, it has to do with the first time I ever went to a build site. I had gotten an email from my friend who works alongside with me, Becca, and she said, hey, let's go do this. You know, let's go on this women's build. Let's build a house. And I was like, sure, why not? I'm always up for a new challenge. We did not know what we were getting ourselves into. But let me tell you this, it's hard work. And, you know, just like Adriana, we were next to another family building a home with them. It wasn't just us building a home, but the family was there. And they were doing hard things. They were doing actual construction things. They were putting up walls. They were laying concrete. They were putting trees in front of their thing. And for me, that was the most amazing thing to see. To see a family that might have not been able to get a home previously be able to build their own home to how they want it and have their kids look forward for that, that for me is everything. Because seeing the growth in our community and knowing, you know, they want a better future. We want a better future for everybody. That's the greatest feeling. So for me, I want everyone to have that dream of owning a home.
But one of the most important things you said that I really want to emphasize with everybody, a friend shared it with you.
Yep.
And I say that on the show, we write it in our newsletters. I do it in my Rotary Club. If something feels so wonderful to you or you have a good idea, why not spread the love? and I said it this morning at my Rotary board meeting, if you love Rotary so much, why would you not share it with someone you love and help us grow the power of Rotary? Because we get involved in a lot of projects around the world with women and girls and teaching them to read and putting clean wells. Because again, women, guess who carries the water for 10 miles, right? It's women. It's all those jobs. And the men are hunting, gathering, and sometimes chatting in the village.
Yeah.
So it's really an important thing that I want to just do a shout out to your friend who shared it with you. And look what happened. You're sitting here and now you're involved in every step of the way. The other thing I want to ask you about, because this intimidated me, is I am not that person with the hammer and the painting. And I've been invited actually to not paint in our home for good reasons. But when you go there, they don't just say, okay, here you are, here's the house. They've got a system down. So you want to talk a little bit, either of you, about the system, right?
Oh my gosh, they have everything
down. You can go with zero skills.
Oh my God,
and be put to work.
Zero skills. I mean, thankfully, my mom taught me how to hammer and paint so early on, but truly...
So you get those good jobs.
I know, that's true. But truly, when you show up, I mean, they will give you the hard eye, give you the tool belt. You're there with other trained construction professionals, working under them. They're giving you guidance. They're showing you how to hold the nail, how to hold the hammer. You know, I remember the first time I ever... used a saw. It was actually on site at a World Habitat Day. And they really make it so comfortable for you. So I really, really, really hope that no one is ever fearful or intimidated in any way, because there are so many people who have never picked up a tool in their life. But when they go there, they really feel comfortable. And once you leave, you feel so empowered. And it's
oh my gosh, the so sense of accomplishment. Because this past year was the first time I actually did paint. And you're looking and there's a whole wall's finished. And then you go around the corner and then you start on the next one. Yeah. And one of my favorite expressions, I don't care how ridiculous it is, I love it and people should think about it. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes. Yes.
And there are teams there that make other people's dreams come true. And the other thing about volunteering is you feel so good.
Right.
When I came from a family that did the same thing, mm-hmm. and it was unbelievable. My first volunteer thing that I did, thinking, oh, I'm volunteering, I'm giving back to the community. And then you end up almost feeling guilty, if you're me, about how much comes back to you.
Yeah.
You feel so good that you got to be with people like that are caring and committed, and they just need a little bit of help.
Right.
I mean, it enhances your life if you do volunteer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that's important. You don't have to be afraid. I mean, my first 2 years with Chapman, maybe I bought donuts and brought them to the build, and I passed the donuts out and I made sure people had their coffee, and then I went and got lunch. But even that role, as much as I got kidded for it and teased myself, and then this past year, I think we've done it 4 years, I said, you know what? I'm going to get down with my old bad self and paint. And it was so... The time flies, it's productive, and you just feel, like I said, so good about it. Okay, I cannot believe how time flies when you're having fun. There are many ways to help, as we said. Can people still register online?
Absolutely. Anyone can register online right now. It's up if you just visit habitattucson.org/womanbuild. You can register there, start a fundraising page, and you could either sign up as an individual or even sign up with a team. I currently have my office, PyCorps, joining me on build day, and we're forming a team. So it's a great bonding experience, really. And, you know, you can donate online or just register. The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. And by showing up, this is what blows me away about Habitat for Humanity. It is the quintessence of a community program, because they can't do it without volunteers. They don't have the money. And what you actually do is help this dream come true for that family. They need volunteers or it doesn't happen.
Yes.
And it's not like they are going to give out less food. People won't get their home without the volunteering. Okay, for more information and all of this, I want to repeat, everything we talked about for any website is going to be posted on the show notes with links. I've had people thank me for that because they listen to the podcast and then they, the link is there. They don't have to go look up the link. So Kelly does a great job of that and I always want to thank her. And the other thing is, remember what you said, Kristen, share it. If you are inspired by this show, if you love Habitat for Humanity, spread the love and the joy and make the difference.
Yes.
Okay, so I have the last word, and I'd like to just talk about two upcoming shows on March 5th, Jaden Lim, Beyond the Headdress. And if you want to hear hope for the future, this is a 17-year-old dynamo that addressed a conference in San Rafael last October, and the three of us from our team that went, our jaws dropped. She's 17 years old, and she's talking about the bias towards Native people. And boy, she knocked my socks off. And on March 7th, we're going to be hearing about another great program, Tucson Electric Power honors programs that are really walking the walk in terms of energy savings and efficiency. We'll have Chris Kopak, who's the Assistant Vice President of Facilities Management at the University of Arizona, and Peter Dorlin, who's the Assistant Vice President of Planning at the U of A. It's part of our Celebrating Partners in Sustainability Spotlight Series number 2, so please join us. The last word for Mrs. Green, as a mission-based organization, we are committed to raising awareness about every aspect of climate change imaginable. And trust me when I say it's coming, and it's coming hard. And I think this summer people will listen to my words when the tarmacs are melting because we might have 140-degree temperature in Phoenix. This is yet another one of our shows that helps to remind us that there are organizations out there fighting the good fight, working hard to raise awareness about the challenges that women face in this world of ours, about changing the cycle of poverty for their homeowners forever, and about changing the very fabric of our community. Habitat for Humanity Tucson is an organization that I have respected and supported in various ways for many years. The significance and importance of the work they have been doing for a very long time is so critical to the health of our planet today. Remember that our theme for this year is 12 years to change, and we hope you can get on board with taking action of any kind that reflects your commitment to a healthy and socially just planet. I invite you to do some research on the important work of Habitat for Humanity Tucson and consider involvement with them in any way that fits for you. Thank you for being a part of our world, and thank you to wonderful guests for showing up here, for showing up for Habitat for Humanity, and for showing up on the planet as two people who are willing to give back and contribute to the wellness of all of the people on this planet.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was fun and great and informative, and the time flew. Get involved, people. We need you.
Saturday, March 9th.
Saturday, March 9th. Thanks again.
All your friends.
Yes. Share the word. Spread the love. Thank you both.